The other thing about being sensitive is that you struggle with saying no. Ugh, that is perhaps one of the top three struggles, the most annoying struggles that I have from being sensitive. Because you aren't just sensitive about yourself, you're also sensitive about other people's problems, and you tend to react for them, if that makes sense. For example, like, let's say your friend went through a breakup, right? And they would come to you because they know that you're more empathetic. That's the other thing. Your level of empathy is much higher than those that don't have a high sensitivity. So your ability to connect with people is a lot easier, and people find you very comforting, so they rely on you a lot. So you find it hard to say no to people when they ask you to do them a favor, and that just adds on to all your struggles with just everything. It just adds on top of your burden, and eventually you kind of break down, and then it's like the whole cycle again. You get called overreact, you say like, oh, I'm going through a hard time, and then people will be like, well, you're always saying that, you're too sensitive, blah blah blah, and then you start believing it, and then it's a whole mess from there. But anyways, yeah, so like, going back to my example, I'm sorry, I'm looping around everything, but going back to the example of where your friend is struggling with a heartbreak, and they come up to you and say, look, I'm so sad, I went through a heartbreak, and of course it's gonna be sad, and as a good friend, you should be there for them, but they won't really, you feel like they won't really be there for you when you go through a hard time. So you'll be there for them, that you'll be the shoulder to cry on 24/7, right? But at the end, they're not going to come back to you and kind of do the same thing. I'm not saying like you should, they owe you something because you did this for them. That's a really toxic way to go with life. But I'm just saying, like, if they make you feel burdened and they keep doing this, and you feel like this is a pattern, get out of the friendship. I'm not saying like, don't cut them off, like, don't cut them off completely, but keep yourself at a good distance, because this is not gonna benefit you in any way. It's not only just going to not benefit you, but also it's just not going to make you feel good, and eventually you're going to feel like shit. Who wants to feel like shit? No one. So yeah, so that all comes from you being unable to say no very easily. And people are going to start relying on you too much. And then you start feel guilty when you say no. But you really do need to understand that you need to say no at one point in your life. You can't always agree to help people. You can't help. No one can help you. No one can help somebody with their problems. It really all starts from themselves, and you must realize this in order to mature and live a better life. So I guess one of my greatest tips for those who are struggling with a lot of stuff that I just mentioned, as I talked about, discussed in this podcast, you must understand that being sensitive is okay, and you need to learn how to accept yourself. I know it sounds cliche, but coming from an 18-year-old, oh my god, trust me, if you can't accept yourself, who are you gonna be? What are you gonna do in your life if you can't accept yourself? This is not just for those who are sensitive, but also for those, for the general public. I'm really being serious. You need to understand that you have to be yourself. Otherwise, you're just going to beat yourself up endlessly. And next thing you know, you're 90 years old and your life kind of flashes by. So I hope you enjoyed this podcast and got some news out of it. I know that I went swinging around from topic to topic, but I really want to say this for those who are struggling with a lot of stuff I was talking about in the podcast, because these are one of the main things that I struggle with from being sensitive. So enjoy the rest of the day, and I hope you listen to my next podcast. Bye-bye.